Now, these papers that were handed out have two examples of flood myths on them, maybe. One from around Palm Springs, California, which being a desert region, it's very interesting. It's where it says origin beliefs. Everybody should have got one of those. Well, you missed the lecture again. At the back, oh, not in this copy, is there one of those copies that's like the ones that are passed out now?
They're all gone.
What? There were more? Yeah, because this myth here, the Inca myth of creation, we're going to go into more heavily in the lecture next week when an attempt will be made to treat what offhand. Did you go to Peru, Wilton, or not? Okay. He was supposed to go to Peru and bring a first-hand report.
That's next year.
Anyhow, we'll go into the Inca thing. But this part here, you see, is about as close to a creation myth or a creation history, whatever you want to call it, than you can get. evidently, all these first things are happening inside an egg. You notice that it says stuff that looked like white of egg came out of the lightning. You might mark these off in what you consider units to be, because as the Yuma and the Mojave and so forth shrank down, they connected a lot of stories together. Hello, yes. Now, okay, what? Here, take, whose was this? So, we'll have more of those in a few days, and I'll try to stick some other stuff in. Also, if there are any questions that anybody wants to ask after the final one of these things, I assume that each party will be here a few more days. You know, don't hesitate to ask, because I'm just making this stuff up as I go along to a great degree. I mean, regarding models of the world myth. But, oh, yes.
I have a question about, I've been hearing a lot lately about sort of the artifact of the white man's coming to North America and how that affects our view of the Native Americans, and that a lot of the things that we associate with the Indians weren't actually here before we got here, such as I heard that peyote was never used by the Native Americans prior to 100 years ago.
Well, it might have been. That would be Quanta Parker or somebody like that. But I suspect the Tonkawa in Texas used it, and definitely the Huichole, et cetera, further in Mexico. Now, what was your complaint? Something?
Well, another thing we heard this week was that the tribes never had intertribal warfare until the white man came and started pushing them to the west.
Yeah, there is a certain amount of truth in that the great interest in war certainly increased your war complex developed. Are you retired now, Chief? I mean...
Well, if you could keep that theme in mind when you're talking, I'm interested to know whether you're talking about the Indian religion prior to the arrival of the white man or since...
A lot of it's too complicated, although I last week said that there was no... creator in some particular, no, that there was a creator in Iroquoian Mohawk or something, but nobody worships the creator. It's there, just like, you know, Naropa or something. It's there. Do what we will.
As with the Chinese.
Huh?
Sort of as the creative in China.
Be creative in China?
As the Chinese speak of be creative in the I Ching.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been warned never to use that thing for divination. It's for, like, sort of meditation. I don't know about that. Okay, yeah.
That's a parallel to what you're saying.
A recent theory regarding the I Ching is that the lines represent stripes in the Aurora Borealis. Because, of course, while the successors of Aristotle, etc., were looking for perfection, in the sun, for example, the Chinese were looking for imperfections in it, so that a great deal of sort of astronomical lore comes down from China. But I hear the I Ching, which is sort of late, I found it painful to put the arrow sticks between my fingers, and pennies from heaven. Now, I'd try a crystal if I were you. I happen to have one here that's probably just about your size. Do you have the other ones ready? Okay, any more questions? Like, how does you all get out of work today? Yeah, it is, isn't it? Today we've all looked forward to, so that I don't have much to say. I think I can say it all in that if this was round up at the north end, it's certain ideas are kind of swirled around. Possibly by people carried around by currents. The comparison between certain myths, I hate to keep using the word myth because anyhow, I'm skipping that subject until later. Yes.
Want questions,
Ted? Well, not really, but it's what I'm paid to do. Oh, look, here comes Alan. I was wondering what to say. Yeah, we you missed getting one of the brochures we're passing out. However, there's a larger audience than was anticipated. The long origin belief here, I do want you to read through and maybe put some marks in, because what happened was like a, sort of a lot of a fringe of sort of trivial stories were attached to the end of the It's a long recitation that's given at a funeral ceremony, although that it was held several years later, and I understand a portion of these people, most of them live around Palm Springs. Are you all right, you advocate of white supremacy? No, he did it. Now, there are also, I did want to go into the thing about reincarnation in the polar regions. So would I, but I mean, emotions, I believe, are, for example, there's a current that moves here. Oh, you were asking about reincarnation, weren't you? Yeah. I wish I could draw North America and South America artistically, but I can't, except to say that two zones here, that at this end, they say there was knowledge of a supreme deity in Tierra del Fuego. There are many reports of that. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. At any rate, the general scheme of most Amazonian groups is a sort of revolving of a certain amount of sexual energy through both animals and humans. That's just this up here. An interesting thing is, here's Florida, for example. Is that the sweat lodge is, of course, used all up and through here. Scarcely at all. In South America, where a very large number of hallucinogens are used. The costumes of the ceremonies that were of the former inhabitants of Tierra del Fuego look very much like Australians who were over here somehow. At first I thought they'd walked across, but no, it's more likely they existed. Certain ones of these languages can be connected with a number of other languages that believe in the incarnation. This is sheds off in a number of ways. Like up here, if this is the north part of North America, a child is named, they say, a child is named every name, or given every name of a person who has died since the last child was born. And then depending on whether it howls when it's given certain relics supplied or something. Incidentally, the amount the baby cries has to do a lot to do with how well it's going to sing in later life. That in the thing I was reading, the mother is saying, she isn't a very good singer. Maybe I stopped her from crying too soon. And so that by the time that the difference, I think, could be down to the, you know, this is South America, isn't it? Did I manage to answer the question that was asked?
Not quite.
What was it? Yeah, it seems to be most known around here.
Oh, I see. You mean the concept of reincarnation is popular at the poles rather than in between, amongst the far northern and far southern people?
I would say that it's not here.
Only in the north of the polar region.
As far as I know, yeah. Now, I'm not really sure. It's known, of course, that North American creation histories have the same general pattern, such as that if this is North America here now, that it's cut in half here, that down in this direction, people believe that they came up from out of a mound or from various levels under the earth. Above this line, a variety of animals were sent down after the flood, because this story that you were handed a copy of is unusual, because there's only a slight mention of a flood in it. So this diving for Earth, that particular notion of diving for the Earth stretches across Siberia, and I presume into parts of Europe. I'm not sure, but it's as if it just swirled around. Or perhaps it's some primitive telegraph was invented. Any other questions?
You said diving for the Earth?
Yes. That various animals were sent down. After say that the woman fell from the sky, we'll assume you know how she got there. If not, I'll tell you next week. But she jumped down, and her fall was sort of stopped by press for ducks. I've heard it explained as ducks. Just it ended on a turtle. Now, I've heard the story told at the mouth of the Columbia River, although the Choctaw, who you'd particularly believe, what is that ringing noise? Identify that bird at once, Jeff. Huh? Regarding what? The Earth diving after the flood? I mentioned the Earth diver to somebody else. It didn't occur to me that you hadn't all heard about it. It's such a widely distributed story. It obviously occurs, for example, in the Vishnu Purana, where at some point, I mean, the tortoise incarnation or whatever, the various animals are sent down. Many studies have been made comparing the what was later incorporated in the Mahabharata and so forth. But yeah, it's a standard thing to do. If you're in a flood, try to find the bottom. And but very often, a great number of symbolic things come up, or animals die in the attempt. Very often, yeah, you read your lesson. Are you going to be here next week? Yes, Peter, okay. You read this here, and you'll find that a lot of those things you'll find mention of in one or other.
I've read a story that's, I think, Choctaw or Caddo, about, like, crawfish going down in the flood and bringing up mud to build.
Yeah, the story, I presume, is still told by, there's a very large group of Choctaw-speaking people near the mound Nanuea they claim to have come out of in Mississippi. I think about 20,000, something, 12,000 maybe. Who have the crawfish go down first? There are so many variations of it. You see, it's assigned a certain number. Stith Thompson's Myths of the North American Indian, that you can get at Colorado Books, would have good versions of it in there. And from Naropa, you can get the Vishnu Purana, if iconoclasts haven't destroyed it. Now, there will be a guided tour of the recording studio, and who, you?
Yeah, I really think that I'm confused. So if you could clarify, the whole thing about the migration of reincarnation, that it's polarized, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm rather unsure about that myself. But that was what the subject was about. And tossing a most of the information was last week.
I was here last week and I didn't
know. Yeah. Did you pay to get here? Are you in varsity townhouses? Here comes Ann Waldman. Ronnie, put the fingerprint machine down. I'm running out of questions. What are you doing here? Huh? Yeah. I was going to try to get a set of the Kyla Peyote meeting recordings.
I have some of them in my bag, Harry.
You have some of what?
I have the tapes of your Kyla Peyote song recordings.
Okay, I'll give you a cool million not to play them. How soon can you get them here?
60 seconds.
Huh? Okay, there'll be a short break right now. And
Arrows.
they say that the aurora borealis is caused by the dead playing ball on the moon before they reincarnate. Yeah.
And you think the Chinese could have had a similar concept which led to the I Ching symbol?
I think the I Ching comes from the tortoise out of, came out of the Ho River.
Right, that's the usual story.
And it, you burn it. So that it comes from like the fiery side of things. Well, that's nice. Stephen Taylor, the famed musicologist. Why'd you have your hand rolled?
I decided to prepare my classes this year.
Yeah, I just had to prepare my classes. So I don't know what this. I have no idea what this tape is. Do you?
This is the beginning of four songs, four or eight basic songs.
Four, yeah.
And they're Everett singing. Everett Cosa.
Yeah, I think these all have explanations.
There's a lot of things on the tape. So.
The first tape on this reel was not made by me. It's from a either from the United Nations or.
Speaking to the mic, Harry.
Oh yes, Anne.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. These are recordings of people describing what happened, not recordings of an actual ceremony. But there are a great number of people, it's like 3 hours, you know, three double-faced albums. Yeah, I recorded these. I don't know who it is that's singing. That's George Sable. I don't know, about 1960? 70? I don't know. It certainly was earlier than 70, but I'm not sure when. Yeah, I'll try to get the pamphlet to you that describes the exact conditions under which I was thrown in jail. But, but this were almost certainly made in a room in the William Jennings Bryan Hotel in Anadarko, Oklahoma, or else in some other hotel in Anadarko, the name of which I can't remember. Sure, I mean.
Native American church.
Oh, no, 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 You are 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 no, you are
Thank you, Professor. Did you just get into Denver?
Just now.
Great. I was so hoping those recordings would be here. They don't seem to be at the university, and they're not in the library. But they're at Naropa. Now, the question is, will they get out safely? What? What?
So we can hear you.
Yeah, I had a very long, tedious account of the distribution of reincarnation on the face of this great big round globe. But I think, huh?
Let's hear it.
Not now, not now. Yeah, I know. This sounds good, emergence. Monster writing, reading, dying God migration. Here we are in the heart of the Amazon. The interesting thing that Everett was saying there about...
Don't close the file.
Huh?
What? Don't close
the file. I can't hear you.
Don't close the file.
Thank you. Somebody down in Arapaho said if they could hear you, they'd give me the dollar. Now, However, I'd rather describe the actual parody meeting that Everett was singing these four tunes to. somebody says on one of the records, Everett's brother, Ray, calls that Saturday they have the peyote, Sunday they go to church. And they're fantastic hymns. They're probably the most moving music that sheep will have are the ancient hymns. But this is the altar. You probably know what a peyote altar looks like. It has a made in the shape of a moon. Now, you'll notice how meager my Everett's statements on there were regarding the origin of peyote. Well, he guessed that God said, take of this herb and make a brew, etc. The thing is that's accented in the peyote ceremony as a whole is the experience, not the ceremony. Nobody cares too much about it. It takes a minimum of self-control. But it doesn't have a long creation history like the Sundance or the Medicine Lodge or the League of the Earth, or many other things have long stuff that goes ahead. The peyote was supposed to fit in with the religion of the time. And as you know, laws have been passed against it recently. Maybe justly, I don't know. It certainly helped in a was called a very difficult transition period when you lose 9/10 of your population. that peyote did help, and only in quoting other tapes that were made around the same time. A lady who was very, very old, she was supposed to be the oldest woman there, told me that the hallucinations came from the back of the moon. How, Miss? Yes? How I got access.
What kind of recording machinery did you use?
Oh, those are made out of a Rollinsack something or other. That one was that was the standard cheap equipment before the, whatever it is, Sony Walkman Pro came in. My Dr. Gross, thinks that Sony stands, he's so paranoid. He works in his admissions in an insane asylum. Anyhow, he's telling me seriously that he thinks that Sony stands for Standard Oil of New York. Okay, next question. Oh, thank you, John. And four songs, incidentally, were sung there that represents the four stages the Earth has gone through since the creation. If things are done properly, the logs are laid out properly in there, they collapse in the into the form of a bird, a so-called water bird, the scissor tail is usually what it is. And, it's the state bird of Oklahoma, the scissor tail.
But what logs are falling here?
What log, what?
Didn't you say logs, the laws or logs?
Logs, oh,
fire, okay.
What? Could you give a brief book review of Peter? Any Peter, it doesn't matter which one.
This doesn't seem to go too well either, but there are various accoutrements, and that's about all I had to say, that the first tradition song is sung in the East, and it goes around this way, around, they pass the drum around, and every single song is Kaya were even worse. Anyhow, that's it. Try and draw a more perfect circle. And now, getting back to my lecture, there were a number of points, of course, that hadn't been brought up, such as that up here would be the area where belief in incarnation spills down this way, sort of. A great variety of psychedelics, of course, are coming from this direction. Tobacco covers the whole place. You being a sacred plant, the people who have the most elaborate tobacco rituals, the Crow, never smoke it. It's far, far too sacred to smoke. What's happening? I'm trying to be entertaining now. But you see,
what you're saying is that beliefs in reincarnation are earliest found in the north and come descend toward the temperate regions, and the psychedelics are found in the tropics and come north.
But most likely, that's why I doubt if Faeli was taken here or there, because it could have gone a very long distance through trade. Yep.
So what happens when they meet?
Pardon?
What happens when they meet?
Well, a particular person called the Roadman, and there are various other things here that I can't remember. So I'm not going to try to draw them, except to say that a fire is built here that's essentially three things. And then if they collapse into the shape of a water bird or a scissor tail, it's a good sign. Now, we've scrambled together a model of the world where I had tried to, many people who have done it before me have done, tried to arrange mythology on some kind of a diagram. I tried explaining to you last week that the study of myth is a sort of romanticized 19th century occupation. I hate to say it's like haiku, but it is. The same idle thing that is. Uh, here's the thing about this is all that was gone through last week. Someone, Darren, I believe, had asked about the release of the darkness by Raven in the Southern Hemisphere. That wasn't what happened. Raven doesn't figure in the South. You must understand that I'm sort of only one leap ahead of you on this thing myself. That I have had to read such an enormous mass of bureaucratic documents to get a shred of information out of all this stuff that I could present to you in some way that would be compatible with the weather. Fortunately, when I brought up the Thunderbird, there was a tremendous rain last week, but yeah, don't do that. You may be a Russian spy. Well, no. So a great number of comparisons are drawn on this map. Like, in other words, if this was split through in this direction, myths or stories, whatever, regarding a world tree, and it's very common in Panama, for example, and goes in both directions from there. A tree, although it turns into four trees among the Aztecs as we dissect Aztec brains next week. Are you going to be here, Professor Ginsburg?
Hanging on to every word.
Well, good try. Now,
what were you saying? You cut it into segments and open it up. The Panamanians have something about trees.
What? Oh, no, there's a large tree in here. There's a great number of complex motives come here, summed up to its simplest terms. I think the evidence that claims that the Earth is a globe is wacky. That somebody made a mistake, Pythagoras made a mistake. Like Robert Frank's film, The Sin of Jesus, I mean, The Sin of Pythagoras. But the whole notion of the self-mending tree, or the canoe that put itself back into a log after people had worked on it all day, that's found throughout Polynesia, is like heavily developed here. Sorry, if I was going to make a nice diagram. And then in this area here, our story of twin brothers, or a brother and a companion, very often a wolf. It's interesting that stretching across these particular batches of surface and water, that the notion of the twin heroes is like symmetrically disposed. This, of course, leads to a lot of impractical conclusions, such as the whole thing resembles a brain. Maybe it's we're just looking at ourselves. But as I'm sure I've pointed out to some of you, that I don't know what to say when people say, "How are you?" Lately I've tried saying I'm a hallucination.
It says, try to know. Oh, hi, how are you? They, none of your business. See, but yeah, when everything's a hallucination, it's hard to speak of precisely where that diagram exists. It doesn't look like that. Go down to Pearl Street on Halloween. Tom?
How did these particular people you're speaking of greet each other?
Who?
The Native Americans you're lecturing on.
Oh, the Kiowa. They say Aho.
Aho?
Yeah. Which it can be like a law. It can either be goodbye or hello. Aho. And almost everybody understands that. Yes, Peter, another question from the troubled Middle East.
I want to get back to the reincarnation thing again, because it's a question that you didn't get to.
Yeah, but it's you know, sort of too far out. They're making recordings. I'm the kindly, you know, the moss-covered manse and everything. The... where what means?
The reincarnation concepts and the hallucinogens.
Oh, I think that they like intercept each other.
No, they don't.
There's no like definite line drawn. It can be very arbitrarily placed, I believe, at least as far as ordinary dreaming. And the only study of that that's been made that I know of is among the Mojave. Where there tends to be a slimmer dream reality distinction. Yeah. Did you want something, or? No, I never made any attempt to record anybody that objected to being recording, except for Ronnie Singh. And I've got you all on my tape machine now. No, I don't. I tend not to irritate people in the first place, and I tend to be around people who I... like or who have similar interests. So I don't think, no. I don't think anybody's ever complained about anything.
Anybody who's
parody
songs are not secret. This is an open religion.
I would say so, of course. It's a sort of revelation. A thing, which is why there's nothing more than just that the plant was there. And there, on that set of records, are, I believe, six versions of each one of the four main songs, so that it's possible to compare the same person singing it. They didn't object. The police gave me 24 hours to get out of town. So as soon as the records came out, they wanted me to sit on the head float in the Indian Day parade. And because it turned out all to be true. One of the people that, Mrs. Chesney, who I recorded many wonderful ballads from, in... always thought I was a confidence man from Oklahoma City. I finally had to phone her from Philadelphia to prove it. No. Now, did you have a question, Alan? Well, oh, yeah, that's sideways, that Inca thing. Are you going to be here next week?
I just wondered, did you explain the origin of your belief that the reincarnation myths came from the North?
Oh, by going through a great number of books, like the Bureau of Ethnology Bulletin number 171. By Collins, who the children get jammed. For one thing, the Kwok Yutlin, the Tsimshian, and a few other people think it have been saving souls for thousands of years that have been put away and are now using them rapidly to avoid them from falling into the hands of white people, so called. And which led to an increase in potlatching. Now, what was the question again?
How does that reconcile with the Eastern Indian Oriental ideas of reincarnation?
I would say that the stories persist. Certain things that are considered to be universal, such as the so-called bird nest, where somebody goes up a tree and to get bird or push or something to get bird's eggs, and somebody else, usually the father, pushes the log away. They can't get down. That happens enough in real life so that drawing the line between what people perhaps see. So many composers have seen colors when certain music was played. And I think most people, if they've heard this clang of a dish falling or something, see a flash sometimes. So that all I did was go through things like various reports on the Yakugur, the Chukchi, the this and that, regarding a large number of people, and noticed that it's shaded out here. I'd already noticed at a few years ago, anyhow, this whole business of people being born out of eggs, you'll notice that the Inca is born out of an egg, is also connected with the earth diving motive. I hate to get so far off of the subject.
Is this a global image, or is this just this continent of north south?
No, I would say that it's a global image, although I really don't want to go into that because there's Africa coming down, not quite as far, but it's really connected with Europe, Mediterranean, where the reincarnation modes run in this direction, down the Great Rift Valley. A lot of peculiar things happen in this area. Whatever hit the earth, it was cobalt at the end of the Cretaceous. It's supposed to have been discovered somewhere off Cuba or Puerto Rico. It's a crater several miles across. So when you put me on the spot, you see, but I don't have poetic license. I like to back up anything I say with cold, hard, scientific fact, direct from Shambhala. No. Somebody used a dirty word in relation to Shambhala the other day, but I won't repeat it. I heard something worse about some of the members of the audience. Now, there's nothing that I can say except sort of avoid the Bureau of Ethnology publications, although they're good to kind of look at. the terrible pressures that are exerted in some places on some people some of the time. Anyhow, what time is it? 1:25? We will meditate for a few moments on life, love, liberty, and light.
So you've got 5 minutes to create the universe.
5 minutes to create the universe? Which model do you want? I mean, the big one or the little one? It's a tedious subject when people are starving, are being massacred, are having their religious ceremonies legislated against, to come up, oh, I would love to record your songs. I'll have them arranged so they can be played by the Duluth Symphony Orchestra. Or, oh, I just would love to hear those amazing stories about Raven and how he created everything. Yeah, John had asked about the mound builders. Papers I want to look up are run by Michael Harner on ecological reasons for human sacrifice. There have been a succession of papers lately that say that everything would have collapsed in middle America if they hadn't sort of Well, I forget what I was talking about. What was it? Oh, yeah, I have to. It's in the temple in Mexico City that Professor Montezuma has uncovered.
His theory was that it was to cut down the population. Sort
of. Now, I may be a cipher off. But I believe that the number of people that die every year in this country because of operations that go wrong. Now, these are figures I read in something, you know, good, like Fortune, maybe, Forbes, something. What were the figures again you wanted?
How many people die in the United States?
Oh, from operations that go wrong, like water pumped in where air belongs, 111,000 a year.
And how many people were sacrificed for food in middle America?
Food? Nobody eats that stuff for food. You may eat it ceremonially.
Oh, well, we thought it was for protein.
Yeah.
What? No. Jackie went back to New York. It was the last barbecue. I really haven't, as I said, I haven't looked the articles up yet.
Yeah, we read it, and apparently it was for protein. That's what it's for. We're up on our harder.
Okay, I'm sure you are. I mean, he's based in New York, but I was surprised.
So how many people were sacrificed that way? You know, is there any statistics on that to compare with how many people die at operating tables?
I would say that the general principle that I tried to bring forth last week, that the willingness to sacrifice good health for cultural complexity, I carried that to a much for the point, you do understand, I'm trying not to discuss mythology. I'm trying to give some kind of a thing that will be both entertaining and educational. But then I may make something like this. I realize that maybe you shouldn't know about how the souls are incarnating. Maybe it's not a good idea. But generally speaking, those concepts, yeah. A world scheme similar to this is also arrived at in large portions of Africa, but by a different system of events. I haven't seen any. Some of the best would be in Paul Radin's Winnebago Tribe in the 37th Annual Report of Bureau of Ethnology, reprinted by University of Nebraska.
What year was that?
I don't know. Salms are...
Wizard of the Upper Amazon.
Huh? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. They're, you know, having a lot of visions, but I'm not sure they're called with Feldy. See, I decided to ditch Reichel Dolmatov entirely from the Amazon department because it was over Freudian. You know, it might not fit into Joseph Campbell's country. Huh? Oh, Reichel Dolmatov. He revolutionized Amazonian studies. Oh, I think I mentioned that there are no sweat houses north in the southern hemisphere, didn't I? Did I mention that?
No, that makes sense.
I think so. They're on the Amber River, but they're not in far up New Zealand. Pardon? Yeah, the houses tend to have eyes, I mean, the doors, the mouth, and so forth. So you can apply like a physical analogy to the house, a lot of people do. So anyhow, I'll try to get back to these subjects, but I simply decide in advance what I'm going to do. I have all this stuff laid out, things like flood, burning cannibal, star woman brings plants. Is it really essential to know that that is found in the Choco on the Brazilian highlands? I'm not sure. More stuff will help. So is the 5 minutes up yet? Thank you, yes. Miss Waldman is here to warn you again. Be sure to take any of your personal property with you.
I just want to introduce some of our new faculty who've arrived today. This is Victor Hernandez Cruz over here from Puerto Rico. Stephen Taylor, you've met. And I think some of you have already met Peter Lamborn-Wilson, who's here. And I'd like to see a show of hands of new students who've arrived today for this next week or next week or two. Could you stand up and introduce yourself? Steve Sato from Chicago. Anyone else here today? Okay, well, welcome. And you got the schedule. So there's, I believe, a student performance reading tonight.